This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nonprofit channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Dr. Laura Limley, PhD, founder and chairperson of the NVLD Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting people affected by nonverbal learning disability. Dr. Limley, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, Dr. Limley, what is NVLD?
NVLD stands for Nonverbal Learning Disability. It's a spatial social learning disability that affects people, and they often have trouble understanding the big picture, reading nonverbal cues, misreading social cues often. They may stand too close to somebody. They misinterpret things. They have some difficulties with understanding directions, following directions, sometimes difficulties with math. So there's a lot of areas in the nonverbal sphere which they have trouble with.
What was the inspiration or the reason behind founding this organization in VLD?
My daughter was diagnosed with nonverbal learning disability at the age of 5. And because it's not an official diagnosis, and it's a horrible name for a diagnosis because it reflects the disability, not the ability, many people really don't understand what it is. And it's been a lonely, challenging journey raising her and finding the right schools for her, which we were not successful at. And I thought it inspired me because of our journey to try to give other people an opportunity to raise awareness, try my best to get it as an official diagnosis, and to give other people a chance to give back.
And I'm sure many appreciate what you're doing. So tell us, what research are you funding?
We're funding research now at Columbia University Medical Center and Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. At Columbia now, we're very excited. We're funding groundbreaking research. They are actually doing brain scans of children and adolescents who have been diagnosed with nonverbal learning disability. We are also funding mother-infant interaction research at Columbia, as well as epidemiological research. And we are also funding someone at Columbia who is trying to help through different means to get NVLD recognized in the official DSM, which is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, to get it recognized as a valid diagnosis. That's our long-term goal.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Laura Limley, PhD, founder and chairperson of the NVLD Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting people affected by nonverbal learning disability here on eHealth Radio's health news and nonprofit channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Limley, if you would, tell us, what are the workshops that you're conducting currently, and what is the purpose of these workshops?
We are conducting school-based workshops given by neuropsychologists, educators, and learning specialists. Our primary objective is to educate the educators about nonverbal learning disability in mainstream and special ed schools in the private and public sector. Because it's not recognized as an official diagnosis, people often misunderstand what it is and how it looks. People who have NVLD are very verbal, but they often have difficulties in the classroom, or they can have difficulties, as I said, in math, socially, and in some other areas. And educators really have been incredibly receptive to trying to understand this. We're doing this both in a customized way, looking at individual students through the schools in different subject matters, and well as having more didactic discussions to really educate the educators about how NVLD looks.
And what are your future goals for the nonprofit organization NVLD? How does that look?
We're really trying to raise money for the research that we're doing so that we can have more research on specifically on those who have NVLD, as well as other research that the scientist thinks would be helpful to get it into the diagnostic nomenclature and to understand it and treat NVLD. We are also looking to raise money for expanding the school-based workshops and also for raising awareness, because this is a disability which is, as I said before, has a horrible name, which reflects the disability, and there's so much misunderstanding about it, and raising awareness is really critical as part of our mission as well.
And we certainly do appreciate your bringing awareness to this. Where can listeners find more information on NVLD, and how could one be in touch accordingly?
You can find out information from us specifically on our website at www.nvld.org. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we would welcome any visits to our website.
Dr. Lindley, we certainly do appreciate your time and all that you're doing, and look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Laura Lindley, PhD, founder and chairperson of the NVLD Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting people affected by nonverbal learning disability. And to learn more, visit nvld.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and nonprofit channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.